get a picture and a thousand words come into our head. As the saying goes, the picture says a thousand words and maybe more. And that way we are connecting the dots. We're connecting the lines, the strokes on a painting, the curvature of the earth, as opposed to flat earth everyone's talking about. Anyhow, this is Connect the Dots. I'm your host, Tom Edison, and this is an educational show. It's a fun show, too. Once in a while, there's a joke, and if one comes to mind, I'll just spit it out, as the saying goes. It's also a call-in radio show. I know the show before me. They don't have a call-in thing, really. So a lot of the listeners that keep listening to this great radio network, BBS Radio Network, where we do radio right, as they say. Anyhow, the call-in number here is 888-627-6008. It's almost Halloween. Do you dare call into a radio show? You might never know what's going to happen. In fact, that offer is, I make that offer to anyone. Extraterrestrials, if you want to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Eight, the last number being eight. The first three numbers being 888-627-6008. Well, don't ever say that I didn't give you the number several times in a row. I hate that on other radio stations. When they zip through that number once in a half a second, and like if you're not there to write it down, or like you just happen to be listening at that second, you didn't get the number. That happens so many times. Well, I'm just going to give you the number one more time to try to coax you. Just call in the number and say what's on your mind, and you get the chance to connect the dots, and we'll just ramble on whatever happens to be on your mind. Of course, my favorite subjects are love. How about that? A four-letter word. My favorite four-letter word, love, L-O-V-E. Of course, you want to make it a three-letter word, it could be L-U-V. Love, the most powerful force in the universe. And then, of course, we have the negative forces, which are always bothering us. Every one of us, every day of our lives, we have to put up with these negative energies, negative thinking, and all that other stuff that makes life difficult. In fact, we need to talk about that once in a while, that life on Earth here, yes, we are on the planet Earth, and I am broadcasting from planet Earth in case any ETs are listening. Yes, I'm in the solar system, third planet from the sun, if you're counting in that direction. There was science fiction movie one time, it was called Journey to the Seventh Planet. Well, if you were coming in from deep space and heading towards the sun, we would be the seventh planet. Something to think about. And as opposed to the third planet, it's all about perspective view. It's true. And we all have different perspective views. So, anyhow, one of my favorite topics is chemtrails. I have to talk about it because this is a serious issue here, you know. While we're living our lives, individual lives, our collective lives, and both are two different concepts, really. Some of us are aware there's more than just an individual life. There's the collective life. And the collective wheel of man that keeps rolling on, that we're all part of, whether we want to be or not sometimes, and sometimes people go out of their way to not be part of that collective wheel, but we're all kind of part of it, whether we want to be or not. So chemtrails are killing us slowly. You got to be aware of this, you know. If you're not, you got to go outside and put down the cell phone, stop, look up in the sky, and you'll see trails of what looks like a cloud line that just zips across the sky and just hangs there. Once in a while, you can see the planes. They're spinning out this spider web, we could look at it as. And then there's another plane. And before we know it, if you take a little time to look at the sky for a short amount of time, you'll notice there's tic-tac-toe patterns, there's triangles, there's pentagrams, you name it. So many planes up there spewing this white cloud material, and now they bombard it with radar, use what's called harp vibrations, and they dissipate it into fuzzy-looking, almost real-looking clouds. Anyhow, there's toxic poison in these clouds. It's an insult upon mankind, and we need to be aware of this, and we need to be talking about it. You know, it's not all sweet-smelling roses, and which sometimes entities from other worlds, they want to focus on love. It's an important thing to focus on, but they're not stuck here having to deal with this physical reality, because a lot of spirit consciousness, well, they don't have bodies anymore, or maybe they never did, but they don't have to deal with it. You know, it's a lot easier to play armchair quarterback, as the saying goes. Most of us, I think, know what that is, and not really have to get your hands dirty or be suffer the consequences of physical life. And our physical lives are under attack severely. And chemtrails is one of the things. And it's insanity. It's so crazy, it's insane, as the saying goes. You know, poison's being sprayed in the sky every day, all different places around the world. And it's causing big problems. It's getting into our bodies, nanoparticles they're spraying into the air. You know, they have this make-believe story about how they're trying to reflect the sunlight to stop global warming. A big con artist story. While they're, you know, really what they're doing is they're slowly poisoning it. Not only the human race, all creatures on the planet, they're poisoning the earth, and it's amazing that everyone in government is afraid to talk about this. It shows you how big the conspiracy is. And this is reality going on. Conspiracies are real. You know, they try to, the so-called powers to be try to tell you that you're the one with the problem. Well, no. They're half right, yeah. We're the ones with the problem because you're imposing a problem upon us. There shouldn't be planes flying around. I hear there's 20,000, 40,000 planes out there every day spraying poison in the air. And they're spraying nanoparticles, toxic things like aluminum, barium, gets in your human system. Particles so small they can get by what's called the blood-brain barrier. How about that? BBB, blood-brain barrier. Well, human beings were not designed to be physical human beings. Were not designed. Our bodies were not designed to deal with this kind of toxic material of such small size. You know, human bodies are very resilient things. And these poisons they're putting in the air are really taxing our systems. Everybody's different. Everybody's immune system is different, and some people are really their lives are being destroyed by this. Of course, that's part of the plan. Don't kid yourself. There evil does exist. Planet Earth is like a magnet for evil. The people, you know, most of us are loving people, but the people that get into control of the human race, control of the planet, these creatures, we could call them, they're evil. They're not good. They're anti-gods, we could call them. They're demonic. Some of them into very, very bad things, and they're imposing their negative natures, negative frequencies upon the good people of planet Earth. And we have to deal with this, whether we like it or not. And it's a serious problem, because despite what all the higher evolved beings say, that, yeah, you know, you need to correct yourself and focus on your love. And sure, there's nothing incorrect about that, but those highly evolved beings don't have to deal with the harsh reality of all the bad things that can happen to your physical body when you're existing in a physical body and you're being subjected to poisons every day of your life, and it's being done on purpose to harm you, to depopulate the earth, because the creatures that want to control this world, they only need a small amount of humans to serve their needs, you know, to do the slave labor, be entertainment for them, etc., etc. So, that's why chemtrails are important. You know, I was, some of us actually watch what's called free TV with the mainstream media news and the weather and stuff like that. And this was just yesterday. I happened to be up early in the morning, and the weather girl, quite often a weather girl, not always a weather man anymore, the weather girl was standing in front of a map showing the sun coming up over the New York City area. That's right. I'm speaking to you from New York. The show might be coming out of California, but I'm speaking to you from New York. Amazing technology. But anyhow, the news girl showing us a picture of the sun coming up over New York. And what's in the back behind her? She's saying, oh, a clear sunny day. And then there's this giant chemtrail in the sky right behind her, this perfectly straight line of a cloud formation, very thin, and it's going right across her picture as she's saying, oh, what a clear, sunny day this is. I mean, this is insanity, you know? Mainstream media, they're told not to talk about it. They're showing us pictures of these things every day, and it's like you're supposed to just see that and think, oh, that's okay, I see that every day. This is serious stuff I'm talking about here, you know? You can't run away and pretend it's not happening, because sooner or later you're going outside. You're going to breathe the air, and those toxic particles are going to start accumulating in your body. And like I said, they're so small, and your body has an extremely difficult problem removing them. Nanoparticles, they can get in your brain. They can cause all kinds of neurological problems. And nobody in an authoritative position is doing anything about it. They're allowing it to be happening. You are being poisoned every day of your life at this point in time, at least in America here. I'm sure there's some hidden island in the middle of the Pacific or something that might not be affected. or some other faraway place where they're not flying the planes. But most of us in civilization are being affected by this, including the people in power. I don't understand how they can be that stupid, but I do understand. Actually, that brings us into the sophistication of mind control, planting suggestions in people's minds, subliminal communication. I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I claim it to be the most thought-influencing book in the early part of the 21st century. If you're listening to my voice, you need to go out and buy a copy of it. Available at Amazon. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, too. It's easy to get. It's informative. I guarantee it'll be the most informative book you ever read in your whole life, because it can make all the connections about everything that's going on. It talks about the spirit world, the dimensional zones of existence. It gives you some background science info to make it easy to understand, and it's written in plain, common language English. You know, you don't have to be some elite person with Ivy League school education or school of higher learning with some real fancy language skills to read my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I used the most common, easy words to understand to make the information easy to assimilate. And that is the purpose of a book, is to communicate the information. So that's one of the techniques I incorporated into the book. I invented a new, unique form of highlighting beyond anything that has ever been put in a book before. Just to buy the book to see the unique highlighting I've used, to where you can turn a page and with a quick glance at the page, you're going to know the basic information on that page. Nobody else ever did that, but it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's groundbreaking. It cuts many new paths through the woods. It explains itself clearly, and it actually covers galaxies of information in less than 100 pages of text, which is pretty impressive, you know? So it's a book that can be read in probably, if you're an average reader, you could read all the text in 2 hours, but you could spend weeks looking at the pictures. Each picture is 1,000 words, if not more. And I have some of the most phenomenal pictures ever put out there in a book. I have pictures of things that nowhere else on earth are you going to find these pictures. I mean, I searched for years. First, I got my hands on the pictures, nighttime pictures of things sailing around in the sky, leaving light trails, you name it, all kinds of interesting things. Right down here at ground level, too. We don't have to go 20 billion miles into space to make new discoveries. I made some new discoveries right here at ground level, out in nature, where we're not polluted with artificial light. You'd be surprised at what's going on right here in America. We don't have to go on a world tour. There's plenty of amazing things happening right here in America. And my book, Connect the Dots Theory, proves it. You know, if you don't like reading, just buy it for the pictures. I guarantee there's more information in my book than I claim is in any book ever put out there. That's right. That's a big claim to make, because all my information is easy to assimilate. It explains it. It walks you down the path, you know. Most people don't really have a good understanding about the other dimensions of reality, except I changed it around to make it easier. I call them the zones of reality, because total reality is subdivided into zones. Because I use that word because I don't like to use the word dimensions, because when you talk about dimensions, people get confused sometimes with the linear dimensions, you know, length, width, height. And to avoid that confusion, I decided I'm not going to explain the 12 basic dimensions as dimensions. I'm going to explain, use the term zones to explain them, because there are different zones of reality. And where they meet, it's geometry and vibrational frequencies are used to create the, sometimes referred to, the wall of light, the veil of light that separate them. That's why we can't directly look into another dimension unless we have some very sophisticated equipment to do that, beyond Earth technology. I've read about it, but I don't have it in front of me to be able to do that, but I understand the concepts, and it's not that difficult to understand. It's done with geometry. In fact, that's one of the main points I have in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, that geometry is the basis for what we call mathematics. You know, we've heard it from years and years from scientists, so-called orthodox scientists that don't have a good understanding that there's reality beyond physical reality. You know, and the human race has been misled by these orthodox scientists for too long now, and it's time we realize that, hey, there is reality is beyond the physical reality. They all overlap to a certain extent. You draw a six-pointed star on a piece of paper. Now, it's not the Jewish star. You can call it a six-point star. Sometimes it's referred to as the Star of David, but then you're going back to Jewish definitions. It's also called the hexagram. It's also called the Seal of Solomon, where you have the interweaving lines, one going underneath the other, but still creating 6 points. But then, you know, that's making it a little too Jewish, though. This is a universal symbol, right? It doesn't belong to the Jewish people. It belongs to everyone because it's one of the interconnecting linear representations, a six-pointed star that connects all the zones of reality. And it's done through a combination of geometry and frequency vibration. Yes, everything has its frequencies, whether you know it or not. That's what makes, nobody ever talks about this, but it needs to be talked about. That's what makes aluminum so toxic. You know, aluminum is never found in nature, like plain aluminum, you know. What can we think of aluminum? Sometimes there's pots and cookingware with aluminum. You never should use that because some of those aluminum particles can come off and get in your system. Aluminum is very toxic for being inside the human body. But in nature, Mother Earth, aluminum is never found by itself. And what I was just laughing at was, I try to be a helpful person. I remember I'm over a friend's house, and his wife was opening up a can of soda. And then she opened up another can of soda in a very short amount of time. And when you pop the lid on an aluminum can, chances are a small amount of aluminum particles are going to fall into your drink where the seal was made. Because it's, that's just a possibility, you know, it's not hard to understand. When you break a seal, some of that seal might not be a perfect seam, and some of the little particles, too small to see, will fall in your drink and you'll drink it. That's why you're better off drinking out of glass. I rarely drink out of cans. You know, one can of soda is not going to kill you, or probably one can or two or a couple. But if you do this your whole life, eventually you're accumulating a lot of aluminum, and it's hard for your body to get rid of things like that. Again, it's not natural aluminum. So anyhow, this woman was opening up her cans of soda, and I'm just trying to be helpful. And I said, you know, it'd be better actually if you drank all those sodas in bottles, because aluminum is toxic. And this woman, she happened to be a nurse, and I find this is true with a lot of people that work in the health industry. You know, they got their training in college, blah, 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 and they think they know it all because they've been schooled on pharmaceutical medicine and straight orthodox science. And she got annoyed that I tried to help her out there and tried to, make like she knew more than me. And she said, oh, please, you know, that's not going to hurt me. And she went and said, you know, aluminum's in the ground everywhere around us. So I had to say to her, I says, what do you got, a ladder buried in your backyard or something? And she didn't like that too much, because that's the only aluminum, straight aluminum, you're going to find is if somebody buried a ladder in your backyard. You're not going to find it, aluminum, in the earth. It's always in ores combined with other elements, and then they have to take it to a refinery where they cook it up and they separate it. And then once they have it separated, they use those aluminum particles to make the product, whatever it is, aluminum foil, metals, frames, whatever they decide to make, aluminum motors for cars, aluminum parts for this and that. But aluminum, once they've refined it, the aluminum molecules themselves, they're toxic. And one of the reasons they're toxic is because of the vibration. Like I said, that's how I got on this aluminum thing here. Vibrational. Everything has its own vibration. And when you separated aluminum, one of the elements, from its natural state as it is found on the earth, locked up with other ingredients in ores, mineral ores, these aluminum particles, when they're all have been separated and put together as just plain aluminum, each one of those aluminum molecules, you know, it's on the periodic chart, aluminum is one of the elements there, each one of them is vibrating at the same frequency. So when you have billions and trillions of aluminum atoms all next to each other, all vibrating that same frequency of aluminum by itself, it's like a giant chorus all singing the same note. It's powerful. It's a very powerful vibration coming off aluminum. And that's what makes it harmful, because your body wasn't designed to have to compete with such a powerful singular vibration that's really not beneficial to your body. It's like a real bad thing in relation to the health of your body, and it's powerful. Because it's like 10,000 choruses of vocally trained perfectionists all singing that note, that vibrational note of aluminum, and that's what makes it so dangerous, especially when it gets in your body. And that's kind of like an educational story in relation to that everything has its vibration. So that's why you have to be careful about aluminum. So meanwhile, they're spraying that aluminum with the chemtrails, And this relates to the fires in California, believe it or not. Of course, you'll never hear this on the news because it's hush-hush. You cannot talk about aluminum. You cannot talk about spraying poisonous particles into the air. Hush-hush. And these are the rules. And if you want to keep your broadcasting license, you're not going to... you're going to conform to what we want you to conform to, and you're going to understand this is a no-no, you can't talk about it. So they're not giving you the real story behind the California fires, and I hope some of you have taken the time to go on the internet and see some of the pictures. There's a lot of hanky-panky going on here. But first of all, we're talking like California. We're talking years of drive, and then coupled with years and years of chemtrail planes flying over, at least 10 years of hard chemtrail delivery over California, and these trillions and gazillions of particles, small nanoparticles of aluminum and barium, falling to ground eventually and getting in the soil. Now, nature wasn't designed to be dealing with these little toxic nanoparticles. So they cause all kinds of havoc when they hit the ground and they get pushed down into the soil with the rain. You know, it rains now. If the chemtrail planes were by recently, the rain is bringing nanoparticles down in the rain. Even the rainwater isn't fresh anymore. That's how serious this is. So anyhow, they clog the roots of the plants and the trees, and they start to kill the trees, so to speak. And so the trees are all in very bad shape, and they start to dry out, and they're not able to get sufficient water because the roots are all clogged with these nanoparticles that are not friendly nanoparticles. And the forest becomes a tinderbox. And the bad guys who are ruining our world and ruining our lives in the attempt to depopulate the earth, they've also manipulated the weather to the point where they can cause lightning to strike the earth by manipulating the weather. That's why we had so many fires going on in California. Well, once the fire started, that's what made it so difficult to put it out, because the trees were all subdued by toxic poisoning of the earth by the chemtrail planes, yes. And they're also using microwave frequencies to cook people's houses and cars. That's why it's important, and you probably still can find the videos on the internet, of cars in parking lots totally smoldered to the ground, and the trees all around them are not even burnt. So how did that happen? And they're trying to blame it all on the fires. Oh, no. And there's the proof right there that they were using frequency direct energy beams to cook some of these cars. You know, they're testing them out on American people in California. And you look at some of the houses, you know, totally melted to the ground. And nearby there's trees, not even burnt. Now, there's no logical explanation except that the areas that were residential areas that were being burned by the fires were being targeted by energy weapons, and they were using the fires as a cover to just, you know, they love to see the people that do these things and are behind these evil projects. They love to see how stupid people are. And believe me, they've got a lot of stupid people out there that are not aware of what's going on. That's why I talk about it on my show, because this is about truth I'm talking. This is the sad situation we're in, and we need to all become part of the collective wheel of correcting this, you know? It's so there's a bigger burden on us than just curing ourselves and bringing forth the love out of our singular human bodies. We have the collective responsibility of confronting this issue of being directly targeted and poisoned by crazy creatures, we should call them, because they're beyond, they don't deserve to be called humans anymore, because they're participating in the plan to depopulate the human race, poison the earth, and then the one world government will have control of everything. That's why there's this crazy company called Monsanto out there. You know, they've got patents for plants that can grow in toxic soil. So that's part of the plan. Once we got all the soil toxified to the point that real stuff won't grow in it anymore, Monsanto can take over the monopoly of growing food. Isn't that wonderful? Well, that's what's on the menu. It's happening now. This isn't a forecast of the future. It is happening now. And the longer we sit back and just look the other way or pretend this doesn't happen, isn't happening because we don't want to deal with it, you know. I don't want to talk about these things. It makes me, not happy. It's interfering with my love vibrations. Well, it sure is interfering with your love vibrations because it's ruining everybody's life. It's just creating all kinds of negativity. So chemtrails are an important thing. And if you've been listening, you got a big education tonight on vibrational frequencies, the dangers of aluminum, the fact that they're spraying aluminum with planes every day. You know, when the sun comes up, as the saying goes, the planes will be up there. They're probably up there now, spraying in the dark, too. It's going on day after day. And the collective will of man needs to, roll in motion towards the solving of this insanity that is going on. You know, we want to evolve and go into the higher reality. You know, the blueprint is for the Earth to go into the fifth dimension and those of us who are ready to go with it. Well, chemtrails are ruining that plan. And, of course, that's only part of it. So, anyhow, if you have nothing to do tomorrow or after the show, go on the Internet. Look up pictures of the California fire. You'll see what I'm talking about, the smoldering. The car is burnt to a crisp, and trees nearby that aren't burnt. You'll also see pictures of trees burning from the inside out. Well, a regular forest fire isn't going to do that now, is it? More proof that frequency weapons are being used to create bad situations. The bad guys on our world, bad creatures, whatever we want to call them, evil creatures, they have all the technology of how to make people die with frequencies. Yes. You know, recently we heard that stuff about the Cuban embassy people. They were all being made sick. Well, that's how they're doing it, vibrational weapons. And I've talked about it before, if you can remember. Back in 2010, 2011, I believe it was, all around the globe, there was hundreds of thousands of creatures were being killed in gigantic amounts. And, of course, orthodox scientists, as usual, they're nothing but puppets for the New World Order. They said, oh, we don't know what's going on. Well, let me clue everyone in. They were testing vibrational weapons. And that's how powerful they are. They can kill hundreds of thousands of living creatures in a matter of a minute or less. And we've heard the term Trojan horse, right? Well, all kinds of structures are being set up around the world now. to broadcast frequencies over large areas, large populated areas. And when they go for the final takeover, the New World Order, they're going to click on the switch, and they're going to be able to kill millions of people where they're standing, sitting, sleeping, or whatever. And it'll happen so fast, you won't know what hit you. It probably won't be a pleasant death. You know, there'll be a lot of agony and suffering, but this is what is on the menu. And it's related to things like chemtrails. You know, chemtrails is just a softening of the human race and a poisoning of the earth. It's just, that isn't bad enough. But the real kill machines are going to be the vibrational weapons. It's on the menu. They know we know about it. Those of us like myself who are informed, but they don't care. Just like with the chemtrail plans, it's so in your face. They're drawing cartoons up there in the sky with the planes. And people aren't talking about it. You should be. Of course, they put you to sleep with your cell phone. You think it's all so grand and great. Oh, I got the world in my phone here. Yeah, that's it. You've got your Matrix world in your phone. And they've tricked you into living your life through your phone. Meanwhile, in the real physical world, in nature, you know, which is not robotic, all these bad things are happening, and you're not paying attention because you're playing games on your cell phone, you're texting, and you're looking into the phone. Or you've bought yourself a pair of those viewfinders. You put them, we've seen pictures, they put, strap it on your head, and you're in another world, but it's not the real world. It's a fantasy world. Sure, you can have a little fun with it, but while you're having fun, they are amping up the frequencies. 5G is coming. I've mentioned it before. 5G is death. Death to humans. And they're planning on, they're psyching you out, and they're conning you that this is what you're going to want. For whatever reasons they want to advertise that. Yeah, you know, 4G is old. You need 5G. Well, what they're not telling you is that this is detrimental to life forms, complicated life forms like human beings. I don't think the cockroaches are going to mind because they can deal with harsh realities better than we can. Because they're not as complex structures as we are. Humans were not designed to live in bad environments, the one they're creating here on Earth. That's why we have to put a stop to it, you know? All you people out there, you think of yourself as highly evolved, well, you're still, you know, you're part of the collective, and the collective needs to deal with this reality. We can't continue to allow these murderous creatures to get away murdering us slowly. We have to stand up and fight for ourselves. I've got a statement I put into a song called, I called the song, It Ain't No Justice. And the key line is, there is no justice except what you make for yourself. And that is true in every shape or form, especially here on Earth. In the afterlife realms, as we call them, the higher dimensions, the higher zones of reality, higher actually refers to faster vibrating realities. I explain that in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Everybody in the human race needs to go out and buy this book because it takes our consciousness beyond the physical reality and makes the other realities easy to comprehend. All the separations of realities, even though they're connected in certain ways, the connections are geometrical and vibrational. Everything is connected vibrational. Everything is vibrational. But the different zones of reality are vibrating at extremely large differences of vibrations. the vibrational parameters, like we are in the physical dimension, which consists of the first three zones. Well, those first three zones have their limitations of vibrations. Once you jump to the fourth, fifth, sixth, as you go up, the frequencies increase tremendously, beyond human comprehension even. And that is the difference. Now, once we get in, I believe, past the sixth dimension, there is no evil. Absolutely none. Because evil is a lower frequency, and it can't exist in the higher frequencies. So that's the route to get you go. You want to get away from evil, you have to go into the higher zones of reality. And we're still stuck in the third reality here, most of us. Though we hear the conversation from those highly, higher evolved spirit beings that we're gradually being amped up into the fifth dimension. And it's refreshing news. But in the meantime, we still have to deal with all the garbage that's being dumped on us here back in 3D, physical reality, third dimension, sometimes referred to as 3D. Not to be confused with the movie definition of that, where you put on the glasses and it gives depth to a picture. The systematic destruction of the Earth, that's what we're dealing with, and systematic destruction of the human race. That's right, creatures from other life forms are here to subdue us, change our DNA. That's one of the other bad things in the chemtrails. That's why you need to be concerned. They're loading up the planes with not only toxic metal particles, they're loading it up with insect DNA. And some of that will get into some people and start organizing their DNA to create some kind of half-breed creatures. It's going on. It's sick. It's like a sick, evil science fiction movie, but it's reality. This is where we're at now. All the science is known about how to do these sick things, and they're using it against good, common people like you and me. Time to become aware of it. You know, you got nothing to do, watch the first Matrix movie again, because a large portion of the human race is being put to sleep as they were at the beginning of the Matrix movie, and they're doing it with the cell phones, they're doing it with other things too, but the cell phone in itself is a kind of Matrix. And, of course, they're pushing those new viewfinders where, you know, this is how you're going to enjoy your new life. You're going to sit around as a couch potato and put the goggles on and live out a fantasy while you're sitting there doing nothing, really. You know, we can do that when we dream, really. I don't know about you, but I dream every night. And eventually, when you get good at memorizing your dreams and get good at gain some control of it, you can pretty well go on journeys in your dreams of your and stay in control of the situation. Now, sure, a lot of times we dream and the dream takes us for the ride, but I can tell you my own personal experiences that in my dream world, there are a lot of real places I know, just like real places, you know, like downtown Times Square, you know, in Manhattan. It's a real place. If you've been there, you have a picture in your mind of what it looks like. Well, there's a lot of places I go to my dreams that are kind of like half combinations of real places, but they're a little different, and they exist in the dream world. And I, if I was called upon, I could take and I could draw pictures, and I'll show you this is what this dream city looks like. It looks like this, a little like that, a little like that. It's not really direct copy of anything, but it takes certain parts of physical reality and it makes up its own street layout and stuff like that. And there's some of these places I go back to again. I'm in the dream world. I know I'm in the dream world. And I go, yeah, I want to go to this place, or I'm, you know, on the way there, or I have to go from here to there. And these places exist in the dream world, just like real cities and towns exist in this world. And that's the beauty of getting control of your mind to be able to do such things. So, all I got to say is, hey, you know, it's time to wake up, everybody. Put down the cell phone, turn off the TV, clear all the clutter out of your mind, and start working on yourself. And start experiencing life. You know, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. Half of your life force is your breath. That's why it's important to learn about breathing. And we are being subjected to all kinds of bad things. You know, when you go outside now, with the chemtrails are there every day, basically. And even if they aren't every day, they're every day. The particles are still floating around in the air. So you got to think, do I really want to take a deep, fresh breath? It might be safer to do it inside. I don't know. You know, it's up for debate. We can't dwell on that too much, but it's part of the reality. Just like you want to grow up healthy food. You know, it's time to get a greenhouse. You know, you want to grow food outside because there's too much toxic nanoparticles floating around in the air. You know, what good is it if you have all the great soil organically grown, no pesticides, but trickling down in the air is all these nanoparticles that if they hit your organically grown food are going to get into them and you're going to end up consuming them. And it'll be just as bad as, almost as bad as breathing it in. So that's why chemtrails are important. You know, we want to put a stop to this. If you know anybody, you're listening to my show, you know anybody in the military, have them get in touch with me. You know, because government isn't doing anything for anybody. There's a famous person out in California, Rosalind Peterson. Look her up on the internet. Rosalind Peterson. She's been to the government many times. She's done her own research. She knows about the chemtrails. And she's made her presentations to the U.S. government. And where does it go? Nowhere. Because that's the over-control of the situation. If you got nothing to do, go to the store where they sell DVDs and pick up some copies of some old science fiction movies. Starting with the ones from the 50s and the 60s. You know, the effects might not be up to par with the high-tech stuff of today, but the stories are very revealing about creatures from other worlds coming here and what they do to take over our planet. And it's always the same thing, basically. They mind control one way or another the key people of the world, and that's the situation we're existing in now. All the governments of the world are pretty much mind-controlled. To do the status quo, keep the status quo, and allow the not-of-this-earth creatures, that's a term I came up with, I call them note creatures for short. The word N, not, starts with an N. The word of starts with an O. The word this starts with a T. The word earth starts with an E. You put them all together, not of this earth. First letter of all the words is N-O-T-E, no creatures, not of this earth creatures. Well, in all these movies that came out in the 50s and the 60s, like I said, they didn't have the camera capabilities they have today to create the amazing effects, but the stories were there, and they all involved note creatures, not of this earth creatures, mind-controlling key human beings. They control the government people, they control the police, they control the scientists. They control the doctors. And that's why you have to be careful when you're dealing with these people, because a lot of them are controlled already. And 2017, they control the corporations. They control the Silicon Valley. They control the military. And that's why it's good to go back and watch those movies, because they were telling you pretty much of where the situation will go in the near future, and we are there in that near future now, and this is what we have to deal with. Every day of our lives, we're being subjected to bad stuff, being dumped on us by the people who have the money and the power to control the technologies to work this slow destruction of the human race, and it's really happening. It's important we all become aware of it, because if we allow them to keep us in the incubator chamber, in the matrix, they will slowly cook us, really. And the day is coming, it's not far off. It's part of the world control plan. I mentioned it in my book. Get the book, Connect the Dots Theory, and find out all that's going on behind the scenes. There are so many bad things being worked on the human race by the demonic spirit worlds. You know, demons were a part of natural society throughout history. You know, in modern times, you know, we've got these crazy government scientists trying to tell us that these things don't exist. They exist, believe me. If you don't believe me, go play with a Ouija board, but I'll advise you not to. Because everybody I talk to play with a Ouija board, they all had bad things happening to them. Because demonic spirit beings, yeah, they want to let you know they're there, and they will go out of their way to make your life miserable. So why take the risk? But it's easy to prove that they exist, if you had to. And the good ones, you know, they only talk to a few special people. You know, I wish they'd give me, I mean, I've communicated with them in certain situations, but I'd like to communicate with the ETs. They have the free energy machines, so I can explain to them how you can bring those machines down to Earth, and it'll be beneficial to all the turmoil we're going through in this world. And because that's an old philosophical saying, ask and you will receive. And doesn't matter who said it, but it's there. Ask and you will receive. And I found out in life, when you ask, you get things. And I'm asking for it on behalf of the whole human race. Note creatures, the good note creatures, the highly evolved creatures, you have the free energy machines. Well, here's one human being on Earth that knows how to bring these machines in without causing any trouble for anybody and helping the human race in the difficult situation it is now. It would be very beneficial for us to have those free energy machines. And don't make the mistake of going to the governments. You know, in certain ways, the highly evolved beings, they don't understand how corrupt this world is, because they're looking from a viewfinder from outside the third dimension, pretty much. And they, if they don't have physical bodies, they don't understand what we are all being subjected to. And they don't understand that in this world, planet Earth, most of the governments are evil, corrupt, or controlled by evil, and these are the last people you want to meet with to try to help the human race. You need to meet with the common people who are more ethical, more loving, more understanding, and those are the people you need to meet with, especially like introducing something like free energy. All the control people of this world, they don't want free energy because they want to charge people for energy. That's where they're at. They don't have a soul, we could say. They don't have any ethics. And they don't care about anything but themselves. And so those are the wrong people to meet with. a lesson for you extraterrestrials that might be listening. I mean, you should have figured that out by now, but I don't know. I don't think some of you have. Anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. This is the show called Connect the Dots Theory. This is your host, Tom Edison, a 2020 U.S. presidential candidate. I need a support team to get this thing going beyond just this radio show, so get in touch. You can. I'm on Twitter. You can find my Tom Edison Prez. Punch it in. You'll find me on Twitter. Then you can find one of my websites there. You can go there and find out how to contact me. But I'm looking for some bold people to do something because if we don't do it for ourselves, no, the higher evolved beings are not going to do it for us until they're commanded to do it. But we can start asking them to do things for us, and we can start addressing the situations indirectly, because the direct routes are all roadblocked by the world controllers. That's right. Don't waste your time writing your congressman. But it might be helpful for school kids to write letters to the president or the White House, because they'll get more consideration than regular people like Rosalind Peterson. Shows up in Washington with all the facts and scientific info regarding what's being sprayed in the air, and they just listen and they say, all right, thank you very much, and nothing happens. So that's what happens when you go the direct route. You know, it's all roadblocked. Everybody's mind controlled. Everybody's been bribed not to participate. But there's a way around it. It's the indirect route, and I'm the guy who knows how to navigate that route. So anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. I always end my show the same way. It's the last guitar solo on one of my rock and roll songs, and followed by the first song on my CD titled Songs Better Than Dylan. Please go out and buy it. It's available at CD Baby. Got that? CD Baby. Type it in, and it'll take you there. I'm under the rock category. They have four different categories, I believe, and push the rock category, type in the name of the album, it'll take you there, and then you got a preview on each song, and blah, 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 and then if you like it, you buy it, but I'm telling you, it's called Songs Better Than Dylan because the collection of 23 songs are better than anything you ever put together on a single album. And you listen to some of the previews. It's a folk rock album, but that's it. So, end of one of my rock and roll songs, followed by the first song on that CD titled Songs Better Than Dylan. And you want to listen to the first song on that ends this show. If you listen to the very end, you'll hear a horse galloping in the back, which is a unique feature that I don't think there's too many records out there with a horse galloping in the back, but if you listen to the end of the song, you'll hear it. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to do the countdown now, and I'm asking everybody to tune in next Saturday at 10 p.m. Pacific time for Connect the Dots. And it's a call-in show. Tell your friends who like to call in to listen to the show and call in. Because I'm qualified to talk about anything. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown. And we're going to listen to those two songs. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. We'll be right back.
want to be just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. Want to know I was here and took my stand without fear and made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. And without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.